From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. After a couple days of unseasonably warm temperatures, even record-setting in some areas, we are in for a big change starting tomorrow. Heavy rain and gusty winds, they're on the way. The kind of systems that we got used to last January, which comes with the risk for downed trees, power outages, and to public safety, especially for those outside. You may have heard the terms atmospheric river or Pineapple Express leading up to this week's storm. We're going to get into all of that, explaining as well as timing out the storm with the National Weather Service based in Sacramento. Jeffrey Wood is a meteorologist there. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Good afternoon, actually. It's 12:06.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You know, I actually had a weather double take on Sunday. It was pretty warm. I was like, what? I don't even need a jacket. And coming off of the last 2 days, I mean, it's been spring-like weather, which is kind of alarming given it's January. And I learned that, in fact, we set some records in Sacramento, Stockton, and Modesto, right?
Yeah, that's right. We did have a few high temperatures. Our high temperature records get broke the past few days, specifically in Sacramento and Stockton. I believe we reached 72, 73 in downtown Sac, and that set a new record that was in place since 2014, I believe. So yeah, that record didn't last too long, but we did break it.
Yeah, well, it is short-lived because we're in for a big change starting tomorrow. So can you start with what to expect in Sacramento through tomorrow, starting tomorrow through Friday?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are expecting an impactful atmospheric river system to start to bring widespread, moderate to heavy rain, higher elevation snow, and strong winds across the valley. Starting tomorrow and lasting, you know, through Friday. For the Sacramento area, actually, recent precipitation trends have trended a little down. I know a couple of the forecasts we had been putting out showed upwards of 2 inches of rainfall near Sacramento, but that has trended downwards. And right now we're looking anywhere from an inch to an inch and a half in downtown Sacramento. Gusty winds, yes, will accompany this system. We do have a wind advisory in effect for the Sacramento area with sustained winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with possible gusts up to 55 with this system.
Has it been tricky forecasting the system moving through? I mean, when looking at, you know, like my weather app on my phone, I mean, it's only as reliable as it can be, but it seemed like things were changing and kind of getting pushed a little further out. Is that how has the forecasting been over the last, you know, week or so?
Yeah, forecasting, in terms of timing, it definitely has been pushed back. You know, early indications when we started seeing this, you know, upwards to 8 to 10 days ago, you know, it was saying it was going to be Tuesday, we were going to start feeling the impacts. But as we get closer to these events and as the models that we use to forecast come into agreement, that timing really gets narrowed down. So that's, yeah, the challenge is trying to narrow down, like, how close that system is going to get to our area and when are the impacts for Sacramento actually going to be felt.
The fact that we hit some record highs just yesterday and the day before, is that coincidental or is that actually relating to the system that we're going to be dealing with this week?
No, it's not related too much to the system. We did have an area of high pressure kind of build in over the area after we had our previous storm system move through, and it kind of hovered over our area and amplified. It got stronger. So it allowed for warmer air to be drawn into our area, and that's really what led to the higher temperatures for Sacramento.
When it comes to people who live in the valley, low-lying areas, what should they be prepared for in the coming days?
Yeah, they should be preparing for moderate to heavy rainfall. There is a flood watch out for the Sacramento area as well. So we are expecting, you know, some of those moderate and heavy rains to create some rises on rivers and creeks, localized flooding or poor drainage areas. And with the winds, if you don't have anything, you know, tied down, and if you have things out in your yard that aren't tied down or secured, these gusty winds can definitely blow those items away. So, yeah, I would suggest if you have gutters, anything like that, today's a really good day to get those out and clean those. And if you have any loose items sitting around in the yard, it's either time to move them or tie them down with those winds moving in.
What's the difference between a flood watch versus a flood warning?
So flood watch is typically just when we are seeing conditions, you know, that could cause flooding in the area. So we put the flood watch out that we are anticipating that there's going to be moderate to heavy rain that is going to potentially cause river rises and potential flooding areas. So when the flood warning, we issue that when we start to receive reports of, you know, rivers overflowing their banks. We get local reports from CHP or anything that are saying several roadways are flooded. So yeah, that's really the difference between the watch. The watch is just to prepare residents in the area that there could be flooding associated with the storm that's moving in.
When you mention wind gusts, I mean, it could range from the 40 mile per hour to 50 mile per hour range at its peak. What kind of damage can a wind gust like that do?
So we're forecasting the 25, 35 mile an hour sustained winds with gusts up to 55 miles per hour. So those 55 mile an hour gusts can certainly knock over trees that are in saturated soils, damage to power lines. So that is something that we have begun messaging, that there is the potential for power outages with this system due to the intense winds that are coming with it. And really difficult driving conditions for your high profile vehicles, especially you know, your semis, tractor trailers, SUVs, they can really experience difficult driving conditions out there on the highways and the roads. So those are some of the impacts that we, you know, are expecting with these winds that move into the area.
Moving up to the higher elevations in the Sierra, I mean, the snow season has gotten off to a kind of slow start. It picked up a little bit this month. What are the expectations for snow with this storm?
So this, similar to the last storm, we had January 20th through the 22nd, we had 1 to 2 feet of snow up in the Sierra, above 6,000 feet, higher amounts upwards of 3 feet at the peaks. So we're really forecasting the same amount of snow right now for elevations higher than 6,000 feet. The thing that's different with this system is it's starting off a little bit warmer. So those snow levels, you know, are going to be higher than that previous system to start. But as the system starts to move through, those snow levels are going to drop. As we move into Friday, there's a potential for those snow levels to get down to around 3,000 feet. Now, we're not forecasting, you know, a foot to 2 feet at that that level, but there's a chance for lower elevations at 3,000 feet to see some snowfall with this system.
Yeah, I mean, but that can still be problematic, right? If people want to drive up to the higher elevations, like on I-80, for example, I mean, will driving conditions be a little risky or hazardous, you know, starting Friday?
We're expecting the hazardous conditions tomorrow into Thursday to be the worst time to drive. So we actually, if you are planning to drive through I-80 at that time, tomorrow through Wednesday, we would ask that you reconsider those travel plans during this time. Typically at the pass levels, you know, they're expecting that 1 to 3 feet of snow over there and the higher elevations. So with the breezy winds, or I'm sorry, the gusty winds and snowfall rates, maybe 1 to 2 inches at times, you know, there's going to be near whiteout conditions with this system. So travel, tomorrow through Thursday and into Friday, as we have some wraparound leftover lingering snow showers up in the Sierra, it would, you know, reconsider those travel plans.
Yeah, it can certainly be dangerous. A big topic also is the snowpack. I mean, historically, it's been below average this winter. Department of Water Resources, they typically do their monthly snow surveys, and it's really across the state. They do a manual one in El Dorado County during the winter months, and they actually moved it up. It was scheduled for, I think, the 1st of February. It was moved up to today because of this incoming storm. I think right now the snowpack is about 50% of average. Will this storm make a dent or make an impact to help boost up that snowpack?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, this storm will definitely help boost the snowpack. The good thing about this winter, you know, compared to last winter, we had those long, long-lasting snowstorms and rainstorms, really, that, you know, impacted the area with several feet of snow and flash flooding and stuff too as well. But with this year, we're having those quick hitting move, you know, that we have a break after this system moves through. So Yeah, we're not getting the 3 to 4 feet, you know, and upwards amounts that we saw last year in times with these storms, but we're getting several smaller storms over a period of time, which is going to help the snowpack. Just for example, like we actually have another system forecast to move through this weekend with some more snow in the forecast right now. It's too early to iron out, you know, details on that, but these several small systems that keep moving through definitely are helping our snowpack. So I would expect to see a bump in our snowpack average after this system.
Well, before we wrap up, you know, as we hear about a potential storm, as well as flood warnings and snow and all of that, you know, sometimes we hear these terms, Pineapple Express, atmospheric river. Okay, can you unpack those for us? Are they the same and how are they different?
They're the same. The Pineapple Express is really referring to a plume of moisture that originates near Hawaii, so hint the pineapple there. So that moisture plume is channeled into the atmosphere and kind of moves over the area. Same thing with atmospheric river. It can come typically from the Pacific Ocean. You have a moisture plume that kind of channels its way into California. With this system, you know, we've heard a lot of things about atmospheric rivers, and yes, it does share characteristics of an atmospheric river, and we'll have atmospheric river impacts, but this system is very quick moving compared to some of the storms that we've seen, you know, the past couple of years, where they're long lasting and they can sometimes last up to a week. So the big difference, you know, with these systems that we've been experiencing, this one moving in, is it's a very progressive and quick moving system versus a long lasting several day atmospheric river.
Jeffrey, thank you for the time.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Jeffrey Wood is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service based in Sacramento, discussing a strong streak of rain, wind, as well as some snow forecasted through the end of the week, starting Wednesday. That also includes hazardous driving conditions if you're heading up to the Sierra. Up next, a new center is opening in downtown Sacramento that aims to support survivors of human trafficking and exploitation. We'll learn more about the empowerment center called The Table and why its location choice in downtown was intentional. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.